Hey, y'all out there, this is Bo Billingsley, the voice of Jet Black and the Fourth Raikage. You're listening to The Night Nerd. Stay tuned, because all kinds of good things will be happening.
Bienvenue à l'Inuit Podcast Nerd. Mon nom est Lance. It's Thursday, and we're going to talk a little bit of history. I mean, I guess kind of all week we've been talking history. We've been celebrating Bastille Day. It's a big holiday over in France, and rightfully so. You know, we've looked at some prisons in various media and everything like that. But today, I thought we'd kind of take a step back and look at the actual Bastille Day and what it means, because I know a lot of Americans, we don't know what Bastille Day is. You may know what it is, but not why it is and everything. And, you know, I think it would be important to just look at this day and look at why it's important. So Bastille Day, it's also called French National Day, or in boringer places, the 14th of July. But this is kind of like their Independence Day, and rightfully so. It commemorates a couple of different things. Well, I guess first off, we should talk about the Bastille itself and the storming of the Bastille. You know, the Bastille is a fortress, was a fortress in Paris, and it's where the king, basically, if the king didn't like you, he would send you there. He could write a letter and say, hey, this person is a threat, and I don't like him, and let's lock him up. And they would go to the Bastille. And it's, yeah, it just represented all that was the king and tyranny and everything like that. Well, as time went on, so we're looking at 1789 here. It was a fortress, a prison, all of these things. And France was starting to have a pretty big economic crisis. Thanks in no small part the money they spent helping us out during the American Revolution. Thanks, guys. And things were just getting real bad over there, like they hadn't updated with the times. And I mean, I know that sounds weird talking about a time over 200 years ago, but for the time, they were really out of date, and there was some just shady stuff going around everywhere, and the people started to worry, and they decided that, hey, we're gonna storm this place. We know there's guns and ammunition and everything in here, and yeah, we're going to come here and take it over. And so this is, yeah, 14th of July, 1789. And of the two sides, you know, you had kind of the rebels and you had the people in there. Now, what really helped the rebels out is some of the French guards who, they were kind of like beat cops. You know, they helped guard public places and things like that. They joined the revolution and helped with the storming of the Bastille. And so that helped even the odds a little bit, but it was still pretty tremendous, just because if you look at the breakdown, the people inside the Bastille, there was 114 soldiers, 32 Swiss soldiers, and they had like 30 pieces of big artillery, whereas outside there was somewhere around 700 to 1,000 civilians, 61 French guards, and they had about 5 artillery pieces. So definitely a big difference there. Now, when the first part started, the storming and everything, only one person of the Bastille side died, whereas almost 100 on the militia rebel renegade side died. And the guy who was in charge of the Bastille at the time, Governor de Launay, said, oh, hey, let's stop this. You know, I don't want any more bloodshed. Let's be done with it. Well, there was some miscommunication, because there always is in these kind of scenarios. And 7 people from the Bastille side died, and about 200 died, like, on the other side. There was still just a lot of stuff going on. But they eventually, you know, everything settled down. They stormed it. They won. And it kind of represented the end of the monarchy and the end of that era. Well, fast forward a year later, and you have the Fête de la Fédération, which was on the 14th of July, 1790. And it was a thing that brought the French together. It was a celebration of their unity during the French Revolution. And this was brought about to show peace and, you know, just how the country as a whole, how they worked together, and they were going to move on from this, and what they stood for. And not a single life was lost that day. Everything was really good. Matter of fact, there was a place called Champ de Mars, which was outside of Paris, and the locals just, like, on their own volunteered and fixed it up into this nice place, and they had this mass reception and everything, and then turned into this huge feast where people had fireworks and wine, and to display their great freedom. Apparently we're running around naked, so that's a party. I mean, they definitely know how to party over there. And nothing really happened for about 100 years. But then in 1880, Benjamin Raspiel said, hey, guys and gals, let's make this our yearly national holiday. It's, you know, not only one of the most important days with the storming, but arguably an even more important day because nobody died. You know, we brought the country together. It definitely shows how the country was divided and brought back together on the 14th of July, just a year apart. And, of course, everybody's like, yeah, that's a great idea. Let's do that. And, boom, Bastille Day was born. So it's their Independence Day, like you said. And it's celebrated all over the world, even in America. Even here in Texas. Dallas and Houston have celebrations for it. And, you know, a lot of the French people in America do things. New Orleans has a big thing. Surprise. Like, they ever need an excuse to party, but... yeah, it's just a really great holiday, and the fact that it symbolizes the peace and freedom and everything like that, I tip my hat to them. That is really awesome and really great. So there you have it. There's a super, super brief rundown on the storming of the Bastille and Bastille Day and what it means and everything. That, let me know what you think. If you're a history person, if there's like an important thing I left out, please let us know in the comments below here on SoundCloud, or you can let us know on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere we're out there. Just look for The Night Nerd, or you can email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. You know, if you just want to talk about Bastille Day, I'm down. I'll do some more research and talk about it with you. But whatever you do, make sure you hit that little subscribe button. That way you get not only this show, but you get Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words, DC Animated Adventures, and Family Sounds. All sorts of great content coming from us. But yeah, that's going to be it for us today. Thank you all so much for listening. Again, I'm Lance, and we will see you next time.
And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on.